A Tale of Two Cities. The title of this video, and of course a very famous book by Mr. Charles Dickens, is so appropriate, considering the New York Giants are sucking a whole lot of Dickens. Crossy Posse Packer! Nation. Welcome to an episode of Packcast, the podcast where we're known to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grossi, and listen, I know I don't really talk about the New York teams very often, because who would? But I really wanted to address the New York Jets and the New York Giants today, and then after today, probably never again. But I feel like the crazy blockbuster trades and signings that have gone on yesterday, with Odell Beckham Jr. being traded to the Browns, and of course the Jets picking up and signing Le'Veon Bell. I want to address both of these things and kind of just look at the status of both of these teams, considering I am basically in New York. I'm surrounded by both of these fan bases, and they've both sucked for quite some time, but the Giants have always been like, ha ha ha, we have like these two Super Bowl rings that we've had within the past 15 years, and the Jets are like, butt fumble. So I kind of wanted to reassess the rankings here and really dive in deep to what the hell is going on with the New York Giants. Before we get into that, though, I just want to remind you, if you wanted to pick up a Packcast shirt, we got merch after 4 years. Head on over to bonfire.com/packcast. The link is in the description. You can pick up a wonderful t-shirt, women's tee. You could pick up a hoodie, which I know I will be getting multiple of. And then you could also pick up a jersey tee if you like as well. Even a long sleeve, I believe, is in there. Bonfire is a fantastic company that I partnered with. Really enjoyed the quality of their product. They sent me a sample beforehand. And again, this will just be a limited time run. Thank you for those who have already bought it. It really really means a lot that people out there will be wearing my merch besides the Grossi Posse stuff. So check that out if you're interested on bonfire.com/packcast. Also, a big shout out and thank you to the new Patreons who joined after yesterday's episode. A big, big thank you to them. If you want to support and get some really cool rewards, head on over to patreon.com/TomGrossiComedy. It is much appreciated. Now, let's get into this, and we'll talk about the somewhat good first. Let's talk about the New York Jets. And yes, I realize that that's probably the first time that the word good and Jets have been used in the sentence besides the Jets are not good. Because the Jets are getting there. I wouldn't say they're good, but they're getting there. And now some of you may be coming into this channel and being like, hey, Tom, didn't we take you into overtime? And you know what I would respond with that? Hey, how does it feel to be the only team we beat on the road last year? Got him. The New York Jets signed Le'Veon Bell for a rumored contract, $52.5 million for a 4-year contract. At 27 years old, Le'Veon Bell is a 3-time Pro Bowler since the 2013-2014 season. He's in leading the categories for running backs in touches, in yards per scrimmage, just ridiculous. The guy is an all-around athlete and a terrible rapper. A terrible rapper. I want to make that very clear. The guy is amazing at football and is one of the most gifted athletes I've seen on the field. He can run, he can catch, but he cannot rap. Le'Veon, please stop. Signed, everyone. Now, Le'Veon Bell, obviously, you will recall from last year, especially if you drafted him freaking first in fantasy, that he sat out the entire season, and because of that, gave up $14.5 million for not playing for the Steelers, as they franchise-tagged him for a second time in a row. Le'Veon Bell, obviously, was very upset about that. Maybe that's why he's making a rap album, just to punish the Steelers. Huh. But there's collateral damage, Le'Veon. You have to think about everyone else whose ears you're polluting. He was offered, from the Steelers, a $70 million contract for 5 years, and he would have gotten $30 million in the first 2 years, but he said, nay, nay. Nay, nay. And instead is now signing with the Jets and is getting about $13 million a year. Now, some of you are laughing at him and being like, ha ha, you know, you took less money after all of that. But, you know, at the same time, he also prevented an Earl Thomas issue. And while obviously Earl Thomas has been signed for pretty good money by the Baltimore Ravens today, you know, he got away from an injury. He got to heal up for a year and make another terrible rap album. I'm sorry. This is the last time I'm going to mention it. It's bad. It's really, really bad. Listen, we're used to laughing at the Jets and, you know, and Adam Gase, whose eyes are all over the place. But, you know, this is a great signing for them, and it got them for a pretty damn good deal. It's a surefire thing. Le'Veon Bell's a phenomenal player. Unless something catastrophic happens or the Jets are going to Jets, he's going to do very well for them, especially behind Sam Darnold, who has shown definitely flashes that guy can play. So I think that's a good thing. They also shored up that defense a little bit, getting a little linebacker action with C.J. Mosley, a phenomenal player from Baltimore. They actually paid him more money than Le'Veon Bell. So I think this is an absolute phenomenal deal for the Jets. They went on all sides of this. They now have their franchise, or what they hope to be their franchise quarterback, and they have their franchise running back, who they are going to have for the prime of his career. Now, they do need a number one wide receiver. They got Jamison Crowder from the Redskins, and they're potentially getting Josh Bellamy from Chicago, but they still need a number one guy. Robbie Anderson, who put up some decent numbers last year, is good, but he ain't the number one guy. I wouldn't be surprised if they somewhat address that in the draft, whether it's the second round or later, but they're at least they have the pieces there. And it's similar to the Browns scenario, and this was quoted a lot yesterday, that if you have your franchise quarterback, everything else kind of just falls into place, because that is obviously the most important position, and once you have that locked down, then you could start plugging up all the other holes and not worrying about the guy who is taking snaps from under center. And so that's what the Jets are currently doing, and I see them definitely on the way up. Do I think that they're going to be competing for playoffs next year? I think that might be a little bit of a stretch. It depends on what they do in the draft. I mean, you know, even Anthony Barr turned them down. That's just funny. Maybe he didn't want to hear Le'Veon Bell's rap. Okay, I'm sorry. That was one more time. But I think overall the Jets are further along in the rebuilding phase than a lot of people give them credit for, especially now that they have the two main positions on offense locked down. And then let's head on over to MetLife Stadium on every other Sunday, you know, when it's blue, because the Giants, God, what a disaster. I mean, it's bad. I knew it was bad when I was looking at the Odell Beckham trade, but then I really got into it, and it's real, real bad. You guys could have the toaster if you want to take a bath with. You need it more than I do right now. But let's first, of course, address the elephant in the room, and that is Le'Veon Bell's rap album. Who thought this was good? What agent signed off on this and said, yes, you should put this out for human consumption? I thought in the Geneva Conference they banned chemical warfare. Why are we doing this to people? Last night, Odell Beckham Jr. was traded to the Cleveland Browns from the New York Giants for a first-round pick, which is the number 17th pick, a third-round pick, which is the 95th pick, and Jabril Peppers, the safety, who's like, okay, not lighting the world on fire. And if you look at that right on paper, that's terrible. None of that, no, ignore everything else. No part of that deal makes sense in that you're not getting at least, what, the Browns' good third-rounder? Like, the Browns are sitting on another third-round pick that's earlier than the 95th pick, and the Giants didn't even get that. They didn't even get that. So there's that. But let's do a deeper dive and really look into the whole saga of Odell Beckham Jr. and why this is such a massive screw up that it is really just telling of everything that's going on in New Jersey. Now, back in August of 2018, Odell Beckham Jr. signed a 5-year, $90 million deal extension with the New York Giants. Crazy, right? I know, it feels like so long ago, but yeah, that thing happened, making him the richest wide receiver in the NFL. You know, obviously, they had an up-and-down season, mostly down, basically all down, except for Saquon Barkley. He's great. And then, you know, lots of rumors started swirling around is Odell Beckham Jr. going to leave the Giants? And me, attempting to be a rational person and use logic, my mistake, was like, no, why would they do that? They just paid him a boatload of money. Well, on February 27th of this year, and if you're keeping track at home, that's about 2 weeks ago, their good old GM, Dave Gettleman, said, we didn't sign Odell to trade him. That's all I got to say about that. Just like a Forrest Gumpian that he is. And that was that. And we said, oh, okay, I guess Odell Beckham Jr. is not going anywhere. And then less than 2 weeks later, he goes to the Browns. What happened within those 2 weeks? What happened? Did he murder someone? Is there a tape that's about to emerge with Odell Beckham punching a nun in the face? Or is it something even worse? Did he feature on Le'Veon Bell's terrible rap album? Who knows? But if nothing comes to light that they are like massively covering up something, like that he lost his left leg and he's just faking people out with prosthetics right now, I don't get it. Because you take a look at what he's leaving behind, he's costing the Giants $16 million this year for not being on the team. 16. And so there's that financial burden that they have to deal with. In addition, they let Landon Collins walk away. Now you might be thinking, Tom, the Redskins signed him to a ridiculous deal. A ridiculous deal. He set the trade market for safeties. And everyone was like, oh crap, he's a lot of money. They could have franchise tagged him. So even if they had the rights to him, they could have turned around and traded him. Because obviously, people were willing to spend an ass ton of money on him. But they didn't do that either. So Gettleman is obviously under a ton of fire right now, which makes a lot of sense considering he's costing the Giants great players and a crap ton of money. Now, let's give Gettleman the tiniest bit of credit. Jerry Reese, who is their former general manager, good God, could not draft to save his life. Here's a stat for you. From 2007 to 2015, the 2007-2015 drafts, the Giants have one player left on their team from all of those drafts. From 8 years of drafting, one, and it's a long snapper. Yup, a long snapper. So obviously, you can't put like all the Giants' woes on Gettleman. You can't do it, right? However, he hasn't helped his situation since he's come in. He came in December of 2017. Since then, he signed Nate Solder, the big old offensive tackle from the Patriots, and made him the highest paying offensive tackle in the league, and he had the worst season of his career last year. Now, that's not all on Gettleman, obviously, but that doesn't help. In addition, they spent another $15 million on a guard who they wound up cutting halfway through the season. So there's a whole bunch of money that is down the tube. In addition, last year traded Eli Apple, their former first-round pick, for a fourth and a seventh from the New Orleans Saints. Eli Apple then went to go and have a pretty damn good season with the New Orleans Saints. Now, I can't completely fault him for that because, you know, we've done the same thing. But even on top of all of that, you may be thinking, Tom, but the one bright spot is Saquon Barkley. Man, what a player. And I would agree with you. What a phenomenal player. He's a great, great player. Guy is racking up yards. He's running like a bull. Fantastic. However, you take a look last year at the draft and the fact that they picked Saquon Barkley when they had all these QBs on the board. And considering that Eli Manning is 38 years old, and this year is going to charge them $11.5 million, and that's just his base. Maybe, you know what, you give up Saquon Barkley to get a quarterback, because remember the little saying I said before about if you get a franchise quarterback, everything else just kind of fits together? For all of you that are saying, Odell Beckham Jr., he's immature, he has outbursts, he has tantrums, he kicks nets that come back and hit him in the face. It's still funny, it never won't be. I agree, right? Like, the guy's got some growth to do. If that's ever going to happen, who knows? But the fact is that the guy is an exceptional talent. And if you don't have to believe me, just look at the freaking stats. With OBJ, the Giants were 25-34, which you're like, oh man, that's not that great, Tom. Without him, they're 6-15. So obviously, the guy is making the team better. And that's saying not much, because they suck either way. But at least he's making them better. And again, You already paid him a crap ton of money. At least if you franchise tagged him last year, then you wouldn't be out a whole lot of money if you were gonna release him anyway or trade him anyway. It doesn't make any sense. And so you look at this, you have an aging quarterback. I'm sure they're gonna have to get a quarterback in the draft. But even if they get that quarterback, right? Running back, they got him. They got Saquon Barkley. Excellent. Wonderful. Wide receiver, it's okay. Kind of have an okay tight end. They don't really have a defense anymore. They don't have the pass rushers. They let Landon Collins walk away. It's going to take years to rebuild this team. Because besides Saquon Barkley, who is going to literally die because he's going to get 9,000 touches per game, what do you do? What do you do with this team? And again, it's not even just all these mistakes that we've talked about. It's Gettleman's judgment. The fact that it is so short-sighted and it's so sporadic and inconsistent. Any one of those words that I just said is not what you want to have as a general manager. I leave you with one other thing. Right now, Odell Beckham Jr. for the next 3 years under the Browns is going to get $47 million in the next three seasons. That is less than Sammy Watkins. So again, please explain to me why you are trading this man. And again, who knows? Maybe he did something so terrible, so awful, that will be revealed within the next few days. Unlikely, though. So I think we can all admit that Saquon Barkley is a monster. But without an offensive line, a QB, a defense, and a big wide receiver threat, the biggest monster on the New York Giants right now is their general manager. But let me know what you think down in the comments below. You can always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com, T-O-M-G-R-O-S-S-I Comedy, or at TomGrossiComedy on all the social medias, including Patreon, Twitter, Instagram, and the Facebook. Check out podcasts on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course, here on YouTube. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grossi. And as always, go Pack Go.